Well, hello there, dear listeners. Tis I, Kate, your long-lost friend and podcast host. I was gone for a very long time, but I'm happy to be back. And I want you to know, 2025, the podcast is back bigger and better than ever before. And we're kicking off with some amazing episodes. I've got loads of goodness coming your way over the festive period. And I will be there to support and offer a bit of entertainment and distraction through the lens of conversations such as navigating emotional triggers and family dynamics during this time, how to uphold your boundaries, maintain a level of self-care when usual rhythms and routines are disrupted. But for this initial episode back, I thought, let's create a nice soft landing for all of us to get reacquainted with one another and start with Spotify Wrapped. It's that time of year where if you're on Spotify, you're receiving your Spotify Wrapped playlist. If you are one of those questionable folks who is not, you can still be involved in this. Just think about the music that you've listened to most this year. And it got me thinking about how, beyond the fact that this is a really fun feature and very clever marketing because everyone shares theirs onto their Instagram stories, from a coaching and personal growth perspective, it's also a really fun way to reflect on the arc of your year and the evolution that you've gone on. So we can use music as a lens into the journey you've been on this year. Key beliefs that you've moved through, different moments in time where you've navigated shifts in your mindset or relationships or whatever it may be. So in today's episode, your Spotify Wrapped is more than just a recap on who you've been listening to. And we're going to treat it as a really fun way to dive into who you've become this year, where you started and who you've become, and just like a movie or a book, what the really key chapters in this year have been for you. Let's begin with the top artists. So for me personally, I've got Billie Eilish as number one, Paolo Nutini 2, Ben Howard 3, Marabu State 4, and I'm not swearing at you guys, but number 5, Robert Koch, K-O-C-H, I think that's how you pronounce it. Immediately, when looking at these top artists, I know when I was listening to them the most and what was going on. So as you're looking at your top artists, remember we're not just treating this as music. What is this reflecting back to you around some of the core moments, energies, and beliefs of 2024? Which of these artists were moments where you were in limiting beliefs and maybe in a bit of contraction in your life? And which ones are the ones where you were in growth and expansion and new exciting things were happening? When I'm looking at mine, for example, good old Billie Eilish, her album Hit Me Hard, Hit Me Soft came out at a very significant point in the year for me. And the album is incredible. And I would have been listening to it regardless, but there were two songs that when I discovered this album were on repeat instantly. Like they grabbed me straight away. And it's interesting to reflect on this because they were kind of opposite messages, which also really makes sense for what was going on in my life. So to give you some context, at the time, I think this was May, June, I had just come back into contact and dating with an ex who is now a two-time ex, if that makes sense. We got back in touch after a year apart, and it felt like a really big moment because I've never gone back to an ex, other than in my teenage years, you know, where it's just, I don't feel like it counts. As an adult, I've never gone back to an ex. When it's closed, and I move forward and move on. But there was something about our dynamic that didn't ever feel complete. And that was unusual for me, especially given that we had an entire year not together. So he got back in touch, and interestingly, for the astro-curious people listening, this happened during Mercury retrograde, and asked if we could meet up. And I thought, well, I'd be stupid to say no, because if I'm being true to how I'm feeling, this doesn't feel completely closed. So regardless of what the outcome's going to be of this, yes, let's meet up. Because either we meet up and I'm like, oh no, this isn't a thing anymore, cool, can close that door, or we meet up and there feels like there's still something worth exploring. So we got back in touch, we met up and decided to give this another go. It felt like there was definitely still something there. About a month or two into dating again, this Billie Eilish album comes out. And as I say, instantly there's two songs that I'm playing on repeat. One being Birds of a Feather, which has a very optimistic, loving energy about it. You know, it's like, yay, we're in love, let's stick together. And funnily enough, the other one that I was playing on repeat is called The Greatest. Greatest is a much more somber account of love and is more so coming from the perspective, at least this is my interpretation, of not feeling like you're being seen fully for everything you are doing or being compassionate about in a relationship. And so this, to me, on reflection, I was not so conscious of this at the time, is really fascinating because it's such a mirror of what I was feeling a couple of months into letting this man back into my life, back into my heart, where it's like, oh my gosh, we're doing this again, I'm so happy, like the more fairy tale energy, we're together and this is incredible, I'm so glad I'm opening my heart back up to this and I followed my intuition. And then the other part that's like, but can I really trust you? Like, do you even realize what it's taken to accept this apology and to try again? So when you're looking at your top artist, what is it reflecting back to you? What was going on in your life? What were the beliefs and the feelings in that particular phase? We then also have Paolo Nutini, who I went and saw live. He is incredible. Paolo Nutini, I think, is my ultimate crush of a celebrity. Like, the accent, the creative expression, the manliness. He's awesome. So I was listening to him a lot because I went to one of my birthday presents from my dad was to go see him in Sheffield at Tramlines. And every time I see him, phenomenal experience. That was probably the best. Because I was with my dad and my stepmom, I just kind of went off and did my thing. They didn't want to be up in the front. I said, I need to get as close to this man as possible. So I just went off into the crowd and had the best time ever. And for me, that was also a really significant day as well, to be fair, because there was one point in my life, a long time ago now, where I couldn't have done that. I couldn't have just gone off into a crowd by myself. I would have felt self-conscious that everyone else is with people, whether that's friends, girlfriend, boyfriend, and I'm just there by myself. And I would have felt quite frozen. You know, more recently, perhaps I would have gone into the crowd by myself, but I wouldn't have felt free to actually dance. Whereas I had the best time ever. I had one drink that whole night and I felt so present. I witnessed so many beautiful moments in the crowd. And one was so beautiful that I had to tap the woman on the shoulder and just tell her, like, you have a really lovely family dynamic. She was there with her partner and they had a boy and a girl who were maybe around kind of 8 and 10 years old. And they had, each parent had one on their shoulders and they were all dancing. And it just looked like such a genuinely loving, healthy family setup. And I was stood behind them and I just was like, oh, you guys. So yeah, I had to tell her that. And it was really such an incredible night. Mr. Ben Howard got reintroduced to me by my ex. I had obviously listened to his album, can't remember the name of it, you know, the one from years ago, like 15 years ago, Old Pines and all those tracks. But I'd never really kept up with his music. And at some point when I was with my ex, he, I don't know, played some Ben Howard or said, oh, have you heard this song? And I went really deep into his music again and started listening to him a lot because we got tickets to go see him in Leeds in November, which I ended up going to alone. Still had a fabulous night. Actually bumped into one of my clients at the gig, so I didn't have to be there alone. And this reminds me of my growth, to be honest, because maybe some of you can relate to this. Once upon a time, if music was associated with a loved one, that, you know, if it was a relationship had then ended or it was linked to someone who maybe passed or something kind of quote unquote challenging, there would have been a time where I then didn't listen to the music because it would take me back. Whereas I kind of consciously with Ben Howard was like, you're really deeply associated with my ex. There was a particular song that he said, you know, this is our song. But I thought, no, this is good music. This is wonderful music. I am reclaiming this as something that exists beyond that time, that relationship. This music reminds me now of how able I am to handle surprises now, how good I am at facing reality. And interestingly, when we broke up, it was during Scorpio season. So for those of you who are connected with me online, or if we work together, you'll have heard me talking about the Scorpio season themes. And Scorpio is all about piercing through the illusion. So piercing through beliefs, our own personal belief systems and preferences, and dealing with the truth of a matter. So not projecting onto things our preference and our ideal kind of, it's going to be this way, that's how life's going. Scorpio season's all about cutting through that bullshit and showing you, here's the truth. And so a lot of change happens within Scorpio season. A lot of ground that you felt was sturdy and like a strong foundation in your life can be revealed as actually crumbling, as decaying, as not good. Not good for the growth. And so this reminds me of how well I navigated what was, if we go back to Billie Eilish, my deepest fear, to be honest, in terms of letting this man back in. What if you do that to me all over again? But I did it and I experienced the reality of my worst fear of, oh, you have done this all over again. And actually, I'm so glad I gave that second chance because there's no what if now. It's a completely closed door. And I got a really powerful experience of feeling the difference between how it felt the first time he did that, where it was like, oh my gosh, you know, I got pulled into a fragile headspace, or not fragile headspace, but it was very raw. It felt very like, I'm not good enough. It kind of brought that to the surface. Whereas the second time around, it was much more of a, okay, I see. This doesn't mean anything about me. It also doesn't really, on a certain level, mean anything about him, but this doesn't work. And I know what I'm worth. I know that the conversations and the boundaries and the things that I was wanting to communicate about are part of having a healthy relationship. And so even though within my humanness, there was of course like a what the fuck, like I did not see this coming. One moment we're talking about kids and a house and now we're done. But equally, this is the power in the Scorpio energy. It's like if you can be with the truth, with the reality, then sure, there's going to be a bit of pain because pain is a given experience that will happen over and over again whilst we are alive, But suffering is more of a choice. Suffering comes through, whether consciously or not, a choice to not accept reality. So for example, with this situation, if he was showing me who he is being and I was like trying to chase after the idea that I had of who I thought he was, that's just going to create suffering for me because I'm fighting with reality. When you refuse to accept reality, in other words, when you are going on someone's words more than their actions, or even ignoring their words and actions, and for whatever reason, still trying to plaster on top of that reality your own idealistic picture of who this person was meant to be in your life, the role they should be playing, and the outcomes you were expecting, then you are the creator of your own suffering. Whereas by accepting the truth and working from a truthful starting point, you can be in your power whilst navigating challenge, whilst navigating painful moments. And it really allows you to connect with the deeper part of you. Your spirit is here to evolve. Step back from your preferences, from the ideas you had about the future, and be in the reality of the moment and accept a little bit of pain for a lifetime of much better things happening. That's really liberating. And that's where within the tenderness of being human, you also get to feel the fierceness of your spirit, that part of you that has faith, that knows you can navigate this unexpected transition, that has the grit, that has the fuel source for you of more is on the way, better is coming. Like, I am not here for this. Able to zoom out beyond the particular moment you're in and realize that there is a really beautiful blessing in this transition. And I don't mean that in a really airy, fairy, abstract way. I mean that realistically, and I'm diving into this a bit more because I know a lot of you have been navigating shock endings. Realistically speaking, do you want to grip and hold on to something that is showing you it's not in alignment with the life that you want? When someone is showing you that who they are does not match up with the standards that you hold for yourself and what you know you deserve, then it is a blessing to see that reflection clearly. Because if you cling and if you try to, this can happen when change is occurring and we want to avoid pain and discomfort, you kind of cling and say, oh no, it's okay, da, 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 and you start compromising what you actually desire. You refuse to see what's in front of you and you throw paint onto the mirror to make it look more pretty and palatable again. But someone's actions and behavior is really important to observe and work with, rather than your own preferences for who that person was meant to be in your life, the role that they were supposed to be playing, and how long they're meant to be in your life for. And I've probably touched on this in other episodes as well. People can want more for themselves, but wanting to improve yourself and actually having the capacity and commitment to do that are two very different things. And if you're able to do that, as in not cling, look in the mirror and see it clearly for what it is, then this gets to be a really powerful springboard to get to where you desire to go. And that was, for me, a really amazing moment in time where I saw the growth that I've gone through in a year, from how I handled it last time to, you know, my friends were checking in on me and I kept saying, like, of course there were moments where I was sad because you're grappling with a big shift in reality. But all at once, I was like, no, this just feels like divine protection, because, you know, we were talking about kids, and no, that is not that kind of behavior and ability to, shift like that is not, they're not traits, they're not qualities that I would accept in the father of my kids. So it felt like divine protection. And it also really activated a fierceness in me, because I thought, if life can surprise me this fast, I can surprise myself that fast too. And within an hour of the breakup happening, let me just say, via WhatsApp message, and he got immediately blocked, because I'm like, right, done. Clear signal to universe, do not entertain this bullshit. Goodbye. Within an hour, I had messaged a coach, because it's so funny, right? We don't know the impact or the domino effect of things until we have it in hindsight. And as a slight tangent, there's a reel that I've put up on my Instagram a couple of months back about a story, and I tell this to my clients quite often, of a man who has a son, and his son is riding out on his horse one day and he breaks his leg, and all the neighbors come round to his house and say, gosh, condolences, like, this is so bad, I'm so sorry for you. And the man says, yeah, maybe. And then the next week the army come over to, you know, gather all the men who are fit for service, and because of the broken leg they're not able to take his son. So the neighbors come around and say, oh my gosh, what amazing news, you know, your son's here, we're so happy for you. And he says, yeah, maybe. And then the horse bolts and disappears, and they say, oh gosh, we've heard about your horse, we're so sorry. And he says, yeah, maybe. And it carries on like this. And the moral of this story is that we can't possibly know which moments in our life are good or bad, because the story is continuing. We don't know the ripple effect yet. In isolation, maybe a broken leg is bad, but when you realize the next moment was potentially having to go and fight in a war, it becomes good. And it goes on like this, right? Take that as a loving reminder. You know, these moments that at the time can feel really sore and painful, when you zoom out in a year's time, a month's time, 10 years down the line, when you look back, you're going to say, thank goodness. Thank God for creating the space that that moment created, because look what came next. But you rob yourself of that blessing if you try to cling to what the universe is trying to remove. So going back to the context, right before this breakup, I had taken part in a free event with a coach that I had done stuff with in the past, only ever free. And something felt different within how I was showing up to it this time around, but I didn't know yet because I was only in that moment. And it was all about where you want to go next with your business. As is often the way with these free events, at the end of it, there was an opportunity to go on and go into mentorship with her. It's a huge commitment financially, and in terms of time, it's a year-long commitment. And then there was such a moment of clarity when I received the message from my ex. This is, and this is very Scorpio as well, what could be a breakdown moment. Oh my God. Like, I could have gone into this kind of headspace, right? Oh my God, how could he? I can't believe this. Like, I've wasted time. I'm in my 30s. All of those kind of like, woe is me. Oh no, this is my world is crumbling before my eyes. I went fierce. This is going to be the springboard into my excellence, into that next level now. And I messaged the mentor and said, I'm in. Let's do it. Was it fucking scary? Yes. But did it also feel, could I trust the feeling inside me of that is where I need to be right now? I need to be in a space, or I desire to be in a space where the highest standard that I am shooting for right now is upheld by accountability from someone else, support from someone else who's gone to where I want to go, and make this a done thing rather than an idea. And that is that. That is the story of Ben Howard. That's what's come up. When it comes to your Spotify Wrapped, what have been some of the core moments? And it's really fascinating, as I was touching on with the two different songs in the Billie Eilish album, to reflect when it comes to your Spotify Wrapped on what the lyrics are saying, right? Because if you're being really drawn to a particular song or a particular few songs, there's a reason you are chanting those words. There's a reason why you're singing and connecting with those lyrics. So what is that reflecting back to you? What were the beliefs and feelings of growth and expansion or contraction that were coming up at that point in time? Let's now think about the milestones and the moments of like chart-topping hit aspects of your life. Did that make sense? The moments that you want to celebrate, shout from the rooftop, and are really proud of, where expansion was occurring, where things that you didn't think you could do, you did. And for some of you, maybe that's still tied with the moments of challenge. Often these things are, you know, two sides of the same coin. What feels as something to be scared of and nervous of, you do, and then you're like, oh, wow. So for me, for example, this is now looking at my top songs. The fifth most played song is Holy Ground. And that, let me just get the lyrics up because it's a specific version of this song. Oh no, sorry, that's not correct. Okay, well, I'll talk to you about this because this song, Oceans Where Feet May Fail, the acoustic version, I got really, really hooked on and was singing this daily, because as I said, lyrics, if you want to go a bit deeper with this, be aware of what lyrics you're singing all the time, because it's patterning your unconscious. And the lyrics in this song are so beautiful and really, really infuse a sense of faith and deep trust for navigating unknown moments in life. If you are in a If you are in a transition point in life, I highly recommend this song. I was singing it earlier today as well, actually. It's just so beautiful. So I'll read you a few of the lines. You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery. In oceans deep, my faith will stand. Where feet may fail and fear surrounds me, you've never failed and you won't start now. So it's really a reminder that as humans, we're funny, aren't we? Like unknowns, change, they're a given. Anything that's living is in a process of change. There are seasons and cycles, chapters and phases. And yet we also really crave the familiar because the survival part of our brain feels comfortable and safe in familiarity. But we're not here just to be involved in a Groundhog Day. We're here to evolve. We're here to grow. And as I say, if you are going through anything that feels a little bit daunting at the moment, use this song. Remember, use the evidence. Remember that you have navigated so many moments of change already, and you've always thrived through them. You've always grown and gained through them. So when it comes to those chart-topping moments in your life, especially as people who are interested in always bettering themselves and developing, it's important to be able to pat yourself on the back, give yourself a little hug, and be grateful for all of the amazing things that you have navigated, that you've experienced this year. Where does your story go next? This is a fun way to finish the episode, I feel, because You can make a playlist, if you wish, for 2025, for the vibe, for the energy that you wish to embody in the new year. And I have, for example, I do this with some of my private clients, and I've done this for myself. I make playlists. So, for example, I made a deep love playlist. I called it Deep True Love. That was it. And I did this in lockdown because I was realizing that I had a deep desire for love, but wasn't really that able to receive it. And this is an important distinction. It's very easy to want things, to know what your desires are. But if you're being honest, are you in a place of actually being receptive to it and able to hold it and sustain it? When it comes to love, for example, a very common thing is having this desire for deep connection and love. And actually, when compliments and praise are coming your way, struggling to believe, receive, or accept. So I kind of acknowledged that myself, and I made this Deep True Love playlist where every single song, and I still add into it from time to time if I hear a track and I'm like, oh yes, every song in this playlist feels just like deep true love to me. And I would listen to it in the morning, and I'll do this from time to time whenever I feel called now as well. I'd listen to it in the morning and have my morning practice with it where I'm just, through body sweeping, so non-sexual self-touch, infusing my whole body with love and acceptance so that you can prime yourself for what you actually want to experience in 2025, rather than calling this stuff in and then when it arrives being in contraction and like disbelief, right? So that's something that you might want to take and enjoy doing over the festive period, is what are you calling in and creating a playlist to support that, and consciously choosing songs where the lyrics are supportive of the beliefs and the habits and things that align with what you would like to experience in the new year. So, thank you for being with me for this episode. I hope you've enjoyed this soft landing back into the space together. If you are based in Leeds, I want you to know that until the 19th of December, there is an incredible Christmas giveaway that I'm running on Instagram. So go over to @KateJessica with an H at the end of Jessica to enter, and you will be in the mix to win a bundle of wellness gifts with the value of over £450. So I will be taking care of your spiritual wellness through 2 private activation sessions with me. North Studio Leeds will be gifting you and a friend a class of your choice. And then House of Coco, either in Chapel Allerton or Oakwood, is going to be providing brunch for you and a friend. So you've got your spiritual wellness, your physical wellness, and your social and nourishment wellness all taken care of. And all you have to do to enter is go over to the reel, tag your friends, like it, and if you want a bonus entry, add it onto your story and make sure to tag me. I hope you have enjoyed this episode, and I will be back in your ears soon. As I say, keep your eyes peeled on my podcast, make sure you're subscribed, and you will see the amazing episodes that I have coming your way over the Christmas period. So I will see you in the next episode.